Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
What is the difference between 2-3 or 3-2 after five games? This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Carolina is 2-1 with wins over Charlotte and Richmond, two opponents the likes of which may never be on the schedule again. The ACC is ready to vote on its football teams playing at least 10 games against Power Four competition. And if schools want a crack at making the college football playoff, all 12 will be against Power Fours. So beginning with Saturday's visit to UCF, the Tar Heels begin 9 straight games, 8 of which are winnable. They will likely lose on October 4th to Clemson, which has started 1-2, has a week off, as does UNC, to get ready and will need to run the table to have a chance to reach the CFP. So beating Central Florida becomes even more important. A win will make the Heels 3-1 and likely 3-2 after losing to Clemson. A loss in Orlando will leave them 2-3 for the last 7 games. If you listen to Dabo after his Tigers lost to Georgia Tech on a 55-yard field goal as time ran out, you know they will be more than ready when they arrive at Keenan Stadium. Sweeney addressed the loud minority of Clemson alumni and fans who are unhappy after the worst start since 2014, when they won 9 of the last 10 games and beat the snot out of Oklahoma in the bowl game. That's the attitude Dabo and his troops will bring here. It's not like Belichick will never beat Clemson as long as he stays in Chapel Hill. The point is there is no comparison between the team personnel the Hoodie put together since taking the job and the deep and talented Tigers, whose coach reminded the media after losing in Atlanta. "We've got 2 losses, and both came down to the last freaking play," he said. "We've got a good team." Sweeney responds to any boo-birds who might come out that Clemson went to 6 straight CFPs between 2015 and 2020, played in the national championship game 5 times and won twice. His teams have had 11 straight 10-plus win seasons and won 7 ACC championships in 9 years. Clemson won 13 conference titles before he became the head coach between 1953 and 2008, while Sweeney has built one of the 2 powerhouses in the sport. When he gets criticized, he reminds his administration and alumni that if they would like him to coach somewhere else, he would be glad to do that. "I'm 55 and I have a lot of coaching left in me," says the former Alabama player and assistant coach, whose name is linked to the Crimson Tide on occasion. So look for the Tigers to beat 2-1 Syracuse at home Saturday and then have 2 weeks off to prepare to play Belichick and his Tar Heels, the toughest game Carolina will have all season. This is Art Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.